Okay, we're Shira number 41, Baruch Hashem. We're in section 2. The first two sections, the first two prokim in section 2 described. To remind me, what did I say I would do?
I have this. I'm happy if I can just translate the words into English and understand what I'm saying. And you said you need more than that, and you would tell us how to accomplish it.
Wait. I said you should do more than that. If you're capable of it, you should. Yeah.
You said you explained to us how to do it.
Well, I'm not sure. I think the question was that since Hebrew is not your mother tongue, so how do you have these things in mind when you're davening? The trick is, let's say, the trick is, it's really the same as with just translating the words, meaning it's a question of fluency. Just like with the words, you want to reach the point where you're not translating. The word already means that to you. Just like it's never going to reach the Madrega as it does to an Israeli. But you want to reach the point maybe by reviewing it many times or going it over in your mind. Or just you keep at it, and after a while, maybe after 6 months, it becomes fluent. Fluent, by the word fluent, I mean the word, the English word, sort of merges with the Hebrew word, and you don't have to translate it in your mind anymore. That's what it means, like, right? So let's say I start learning a deeper appreciation of tefillah. And it says, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. And so part of the deeper meaning of that is that they each had a different derech in Avodas Hashem. Avraham had Chesed, we'll call it. Yitzchak had Avoda, we'll call it. And Yaakov had Torah or Emes. And each one had a different maslul, a different pathway in Hashem, in serving Hashem. And we, their descendants, sort of try to combine them all. And it's not as hard as it seems, because Yaakov is already Teferes, which is already probably a mixture of Chesed and Din. So maybe we'll just follow Yaakov in Teferes, as it's called. But that's what it means. That's the deep. This is like the first baby step, so to speak. After Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, the literal meaning, it means that they each had a different relationship with Hashem in terms of their avodas Hashem. And we say Elokeinu, Elokei Avoseinu, because we want to follow in their footsteps, and we learn from them, and we also want to serve Hashem with Chesed, and with Havoda, and with Teferes, with Emes, with Torah, whatever is the appropriate, whatever's appropriate. Okay, you with me?
Yeah.
Okay. So in the beginning, you're going to be thinking these thoughts. After 3 months, that will be merged into Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. In other words, your mind will expand. And now it won't just mean the literal translation, the Lord of Avraham, the Lord of Yitzchak, but it'll now mean the Lord of Avraham who served that his Lord with Chesed, the Lord of Yitzchak who served his Lord with Gevura, with Avoda, with Yira, and the Lord of Yaakov who served his Lord with Emes, with Torah, with Teferis. And that becomes, it's like, it becomes an expanded definition. I'm not sure if this is what was bothering you, and this is what my answer is. Any beer you see in any of the brachas that give a deeper understanding, let's say you pick Rav Schwab on tefillah. That's like fantastic sefer. I mean, there's so many sfarim. There's about, I think, the Milla. I think they say over that the sefer he was most proud of was his sefer on tefillah. In Hebrew, it's called Tefillas Avigdor, and in English, it's called, I forget. But he has a siddur. I think it's only from Psuki de Zimra to after Shemana Esrei. But anyway, you read it, and after you do it many times, it gets incorporated into. It doesn't take time to think. The mind is amazing. The mind, in a flash, when you're used to something, and you know, I learn a Gemara, and then I have Rashi, and then I have Tosfos Pshat, and then I have the Rashba's Pshat, and then I have the Meiri's Pshat, and then I have the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha on the Rashba. So in the beginning, I have, but after, if I chazer a lot, if I review a lot, then as I read the Gemara, all these things are going to just come together, merge, and it won't take time anymore to think them through. It won't take me 5 minutes to think them through. They'll all be incorporated into the words of the Gemara. And you may not believe me, but that's what happens after reviewing and reviewing and reviewing. It becomes internalized, and it becomes, back to davening, it becomes the meaning of the words. And you read a sophisticated beer by Rav Schwab in the Bracha of Al HaTzadikim. So for the first 3 months, I'm just picking a number, it might be 6 months, it might be a week, you like stop and you think about it, right? And you're trying to make sure that your mouth doesn't continue Shmoneh Esrei, and you find yourself bowing down for Modim while you're still thinking about Rav Schwab, and that, which happens. Come on. Of course it happens. It happens to everybody. It happens to Amora in the Gemara. Amora in the Gemara says, I love my body. It always bows down for Modim. Like, you know, now. I just go down for Modim. I'm not even there, and it goes down for Modim. But it occurs. This is a phenomenon that occurs. When you review it enough, then it becomes... it becomes internalized, and it just merges. It happens, I'm telling you. It just merges with the definition of the word. And, like, the time frame goes down from 5 minutes... down to a few seconds. It merges into the words. Now, I don't know if that's what was bothering you, but that's my answer anyway. it takes a lot of work. People don't want to work now. Not you, I'm not talking about you now, Chas v'Shalom. But people don't want to work nowadays. People want to just... everything should be easy, right? Nobody wants to work. Nobody wants to... thinking is a lost... I'll say art... but it's not art, it's work. Thinking is lost, concentrating is lost, something taking time and putting a lot of time, except for money. People are willing maybe to put a lot of time into earning money and getting a good job and advancing in their job. But everything else? And that's how it is, you know, in art school, like art school. Art school, we're aware, we're very aware of that. And we've cut down because of the market. We don't talk about it openly because people are becoming stupider. That's the internal conversation. We cut down on the explanations because people can't halt cut for that long. They won't follow. They're not interested in following. They won't follow. Right, slam, bang, boom, that's it. You can't give them 3 terutzim anymore. They want 1 terutz, 2 terutzim. Anything that involves them thinking, forget it. It's they're gone. They're out of here. Right? So the odds go... well, either they want to respond to the market, and it's a marketing decision. I'm not involved in these decisions. I follow orders, my marching orders. But I know this is a dynamic that's a problem. So either it's a marketing decision, or it's just pashut. If we want to help people and we want them to use the svarim, they're not going to use it. It's very sad to say. That, you know, if it takes too much effort, forget it. That's how it is. I don't know. You know, if you're reading the New York Times lately, the last few years is terrible. Terrible mitzad Gil Arayos, terrible mitzad Sinis Yisrael. From a lot of angles, it's a terrible, terrible newspaper. But they have much more pictures than ever before, much fewer words than ever before, much lighter analysis than ever before. That's how it is. Everybody is dumbing down because people are dumber. So I think there's a movie, Dumb and Dumber. There's such a movie they made. That's how it is. This is the Metzius. And it's all because, you know, it's, I don't know if it's because of, it's not because of any one thing, but certainly people want to work less, they want to think less, and the computers are terrible. Click, click. People don't even want to use Apple. Too much thinking. They want to use Windows. With Apple, you have to think a little. I say, like, I mean, I use Windows, but like using Windows is like reading the news with cartoons. It's like reading, you know, when we were kids, we didn't want to read the book. We read Classics Illustrated, right? Classics or Cliff's Notes. This is now. It's like nobody's ashamed of that anymore. And learning the best-selling Sfarim are the ones that summarize and that make all the shitas concise.
Instant gratification.
And they, what?
Instant gratification.
That's part of it. It's what you're saying is true, but that's another angle to it, that they want instant gratification. I'm just saying that everybody's lazy. People don't want to think. The most popular Rosh Hashivas now and the most popular Sfarim are the ones that summarize the sugya. Sugyas are still very complicated, you know, so people want, okay, here's the summary of the sugya. To hear like a... That's how it is. So what do you do? Do you fight it? So, you know, in art scroll, you know, this... The art scroll, you know, it's futile to fight it. That's how they feel. I mean, again, I just follow orders if I want my paycheck to keep coming. But as a vambe, they definitely dumb down everything. And those are the words they use internally. They dumb down everything. No question about it. Except us, we're learning Derech Hashem, right? So you have to think to understand what he's saying. But, you know, you talk to people about understanding davening, like, Pirish Hamilos, man, like, whoa, I'm supposed to go beyond that? But you pick up a sefer like Rav Schwab on Tefillah? It's so beautiful. It's so deep. It's so beautiful. It's so... It's a whole different davening. So many ideas. So many... Like, it opens up new worlds in davening. So you say, how do I incorporate it into my davening? It'll take... I don't know. It'll take a few days, or a few months, or a few weeks, or a few months... But it happens. I can promise you that it happens. If you do it every day, then eventually it starts merging with the meaning of the word. And the mind, which is, I mean, Hashem gave us all, like, the mind is absolutely it's a miracle. It's like amazing. And it's like, so when it's strange and it's new, so the thought process took 2.5 minutes to think it through. After a few months, it takes 5 seconds. Like a zip file, it's called. I don't know what it is. I don't know computers, but there's something called a zip file that it just compresses the whole file. When a file is very big, so either they use, I don't know computers, so I'm just saying words now. Either they send it with Google Drive or Google Back something, or they send it in something called a zip file. I just know how to click. That's all I know how to do. And it's like this little thing, and you know, you click on it. Okay, I was very...